Okay, item number 16, council correspondence. Anybody have any council correspondence to share?
I sure do. I received emails and went to your poll at your party. About the sidewalk spraying of the color. And, you know, first, I had in my mind, okay, I'm not, I gotta go look at that. But first, for that, I went to the police. And I was very surprised to see the color. It was very glaring. Plus, it was a huge swath of landscaping that got sprayed as well. And it wasn't small, it was significant. Like, I would be very excited about the line of boxwood. And I imagine that doesn't run off. So I thought it was really sloppy work, and I thought the color was hideous. And I myself would be very upset. Then I thought, well, okay, now I know what it looks like. I don't need to go up Windship Park. And then I thought, well, to go up. Well, it's really glaring there. And I think it's particularly glaring, as Joe, as you were saying. I think it's particularly bad because you drive up and right in front of the Pickering's house, and then on the other side, there really are no cars, nothing to break it up, and it's like a bad shade of lipstick. It's just awful. So I did get a lot of people, the nextdoor.com is blowing up about it, and also a lot of residents are writing, and I know a lot of them have high over to you as well. So I just want to say that it was a sloppy job, and there's also landscaping damage on Windship, and I think we appropriately could talk to the contractor about that. But the color is really unfortunate, and so I would support us trying to do something to correct it. I think it's really bad news to kind of be in a situation where you have lots of residents complaining about something that I think is very legitimate. And, you know, we're not going to be responsive. And then we're going to go out and try and campaign for a measure, you know, for tax services. And I think that this is a good thing that we can be responsive and correct. So,
and the correct is, it has to be a do-over. And it has to be a much darker color. And maybe we should kind of preview the color and take a look. Mm-hmm. I don't mind looking. There's plenty of curbs around the county that have a darkish red. Mm-hmm. It's not very noticeable, but it serves the purpose. And you're right, when we campaign, it hurts us. Right. I mean, because ultimately we're responsible. It just was an unfortunate color choice. It's kind of near orange.
Yeah. Or ADR.
Shouldn't we be discussing this?
No, yeah. Do you want to just say
I'm just describing the council correspondence. You're right. I'm not actually voting to agendize it.
Staff is looking into it, so to clarify. So obviously, I've got some of the same complaints, and I've driven all these roads. And what we're going to look to do, and it is more glaring in Windship than the other two places it was painted. Because the same color was used on Poplar and East, and we haven't heard anything from anybody there, but it's a very different circumstance there. And it is allowable color. All these are allowed, the reds. They said they painted half the town of Corte Madera with this color. But that being said, what we're going to do is do a test swap and try to match the red that was in the neighborhood. So the area painted's the proper area that was painted before. It should have matched the color that was out there before. Obviously, it's all faded, so we're going to paint a swath, say 20 feet on both sides of the road, because it does matter what side of the road and where the light's shining, with the red, and then bring some of the neighbors we've heard of out and take a look and see if we can match up. You know, the one thing, you have a color underneath and now you put another color over, and so will it come out of that? That's what we have to
see. To do the test there.
Exactly, that's what we're going to do. And so looking at addressing match to the Wellington and get it back.
Can I just say, when I first got on in Public Works, I double checked anything that was going to get painted, and I think with what happened with the curbs, make sure you do a sample here in the council chambers before they go full blown.
We are going to absolutely.
We don't walk in and go, oh my God.
Yeah. And,
Anything else on council correspondence?
I received a email also from Superintendent District residents that want to discuss some safety measures, because there's some areas along Superintendent District where they feel like people are crossing over the white line to get around cars when cars are pulling into driveways and stuff. And so someone asked me to go to a meeting, I was going to go to that, but I guess there's a number of residents that feel like, you know, cars are, you know, moving around people and going over the white lines. Have you never seen that? Well, so.
You mean the yellow line?
No, the white.
Where's the white line?
Into the fog.
You mean on the side of the road?
On the side of the road, right?
So really close to residents. So for example, just imagine like, for example.
So they're passing on the right.
Yeah, they're passing on the right.
If someone's turning left, they're just going around the cars on the road.
Right, like if someone's pulling the windshield, there's enough room on that light that you can go around. And people don't just do it sometimes. Everybody does that. So it is kind of an interesting dilemma. I don't know, I'm sure people don't want to have metal, those metal bars right there that kind of would prevent that, but there is some question and concern about that.
Would that also increase traffic issues?
You might want to get the police chief.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, you could forward that correspondence. Please go forward to myself and the chief and we'll.
The only emails that I have documenting are emails setting up the meeting. It was a communication I received before that this is what you mean.
So I'll let the chief.
But I'll let them go. And I'm going to find out specifically what we're discussing.
All right, any other council correspondence?
What meeting this is? It's just someone's house on Superintendent Street that they wanted to talk about this among the neighbors about what they think would be a nice resolution, if any, about it.
Okay, future council items.
Do we have any success yet on, since all five of us are here, do we have any success on a date for Windshield Bridge?
We did not get, we couldn't get the dates we put out did not work for the group.
Okay.
So now we're going back with a series of dates again for the consultants to bring to the back. Now, there's only 2 days in January that we have left to test. I think it was January 11th and 12th. And then I got a host of dates in February where we're trying Monday through Thursday when there's not another meeting.
But this is going to be an informational meeting where we hear from the public and the contractor without making any decision.
It's not a not a decision, but it's to have the contractors present in the project and their alternatives and the public to comment. But we're not looking for council decision or action. We're looking for the dialogue to get to the public. And obviously you have council here in the background, and obviously we've still got to shape exactly what that special session or
so
workshop.
So you're looking at January 11th or 12th?
11th, 12th, if possible. Otherwise, we're in February.
Are those dates that work for the engineers?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Well, I have a host of dates we're testing with them before bringing council. I guess maybe what we should do at the same time, send these hosted dates to this council. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. So I forward back through that chain. But maybe let's just, we'll send tomorrow morning, we'll send you a host of new dates, but I don't know on the consultants. I'm sure there's going to be. The Quincy Engineering comes from Sacramento area. They're actually in Rancho Cordova, my own city. And I don't know where Stetson, the person from that, but there's specific people, obviously, that we need to get here. So we'll send out the dates to the council again, but I still need to hear from that other side.
Can I ask, when is the infamous Wooey map coming for us?
We met with the chief a week or two ago about the Wooey map. They are now remapped. They're in the process of remapping Wooey. That they're doing a flyover that he said thought was going to be available in January. Right now, Marin County, I think the fire countywide's doing a new flyover. So the map and is probably more restrictive than before is his thought.
Well, it was already the whole town.
There was a couple of areas. There was a couple.
Twice in the week.
There were a couple.
I would just like to.
I mean, there was a couple.
Winship that we're not, areas of Winship we're not in, and areas off of Laurel Grove we're not in.
Oh, I don't think there was anything, I mean, there was no.
Again, this is, we're talking about, can I finish? Again, we're starting to talk about the merits of these issues, and that's inappropriate. We're just killing time for.
Yeah, so we're looking, we're reading.
I would like to request on future council items that have to be discussed in the January. Regardless of whether it's.
Can we make it February, we're not gonna have a staff time to work it for January, just because the holiday.
But is this how it works, still fire?
They may be modifying some, and plus we're talking about the vegetation management and some structural aspects and how the work.
We have to leave this with that.
If we could bring February helps us coordinate with fire, because there's other things than just the map. There's a lot of details on how the vegetation management.
I would ask that you drop out.